Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., coming to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan. We come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, we have a lot of new listeners dialing in and listening in on tonight. So for this, we give God glory, honor, and praise for this worldwide platform and worldwide ministry that God is being glorified. So on tonight, as I always say, and especially for the new listeners on tonight, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God on tonight, none other than Minister Tawan Eppinger. He will be delivering God's word on tonight. He is a member of the Morning Star Baptist Church on the east side of Detroit, where Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor and shepherd. So once again, Minister Tawan Eppinger will be bringing forth God's word on tonight. He just celebrated 12 years of delivering God's word and teaching and preaching God's word for 12 years now. So we give God glory, honor, and praise for that as well. So we always open up with prayer. I'm asking our listeners if you will please pray with me, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. Heavenly Father, just in the name of Jesus, we come on tonight once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're worthy to be praised. There is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hand. We give you glory, honor, and praise for it all in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come right now asking that you're moved by your spirit, that you'll forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, our minister, Tawan Eppinger, and his entire family, and every faith believer all over the land that are being faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, because we know that your word lets us know that without the Jesus Christ in our lives and without his sacrifice on the cross, that we cannot be forgiven of our sins. But we thank you that it's because of him and his great love for you and his great love for mankind is through Jesus Christ that we are first and foremost with faith in his name. And then when we do sin, we fall short of your glory, we can come through him and seek your forgiveness of all of our sins. So that's why we're grateful for your son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. We thank you for his sacrifice. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross his sinless and holy and righteous and precious blood was shed on the cross that we could be redeemed back to you. For this we are grateful in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy on tonight. Continue to have your way in us that you will get the glory. It's our prayer, our hope and desire. The something will be said through your man of God, minister to one Ebenezer on tonight. Should there be any listeners that's not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, that's hearing this word on tonight, that they will open their own mouth, confess their sins and transgressions. We will ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. We come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver. Heavenly Father, as only you can, for your glory in the name of Jesus. Also, we lift up the family of Mother Woods, a longtime member of the Greater Seattle Faith Baptist Church, the mother of 13 children, 12 boys and one daughter. Sister Mary Davis is our only daughter. So we lifting up Sister Mary Davis and the entire Woods family and the homegrown of Mother Woods, who made her transition this week. And so we thank God that she would have been 95 years old in a few weeks, but God saw fit to call her home. So she has made a heavenly transition. So we, as we were comforting something in that family, not only that family, but all families that are bereaved on tonight, Heavenly Father, comfort and strengthen them all. Let them know and remember that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray that you will have your way on tonight through this worldwide ministry and platform, that you alone will get the glory is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. While tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to a trembling thing, keep standing on God's word and promises. That word, that spiritual food for thought is for me as well on tonight, not only for me, but every listener on tonight. Whether you're a seasoned saint or a new baby in Christ Jesus, the spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, and it's for all of us on tonight, keep standing on God's word and promises. Also, I want to thank God for allowing me to come home out of the hospital on yesterday because that I was having some issues. And so they kept me overnight, night before last, and ran a lot of tests. But thank God I'm home now. I just give God the glory, honor, and praise for it in the name of Jesus. So we're going to continue to move forward, and we're going to come forward. These are very few announcements, and I pray that you write these down. Because we have some special guests coming up very shortly, and I want you all to be a part of this. I don't want you to miss this. If you have your pens and paper ready, I hope you do, so that you can follow along with Minister Kwan Ebenezer as he gets ready to deliver another word from the Lord on tonight. But in the form of announcement, every first Thursday night, we have now Deacon Marvin Cox, who is delivering God's word over this worldwide platform. He always shares with us inspirational poems, and then he delivers God's word. So every first Thursday night now will be none other than Deacon Marvin Cox. And then as we have on tonight, Minister Kwan Ebenezer has been, his time has been changed to every first Saturday night due to his job. So he's going to be coming forth every first Saturday night. Minister Kwan Ebenezer. He's standing by, getting ready to deliver another word on tonight. Also, every second Thursday night, we have none other than Minister of Music. He has now been elevated. He has now been elevated and promoted to Minister of the Gospel. He has been ordained. Minister Benny Gaskin II from Atlanta, Georgia, always deliver a powerful word. So he's coming forth every second Thursday night. Once again, the Minister of Music, Minister Benny Gaskin II from Atlanta, Georgia. And then my special guest on the 17th of this month, this young man, I met him on the TV show. I saw him on the TV show called American Idol. A lot of you all may be familiar with that program. I tuned in one night, and I saw him and his wife was on there. And they were, you know, they was on there doing their own ministry, but they had came off of American Idol. That's how he became known, through American Idol. But he have a worldwide ministry. This young man is physically blind in both eyes, but thank God he's spiritually, he can see, because he is delivering God's word. He's sharing his ministry and music. Him and his wife, Christina, they are going all across the country, across the world, sharing his music and his powerful testimonies about how he is spiritually able to see, but physically he is blind. and he have had 2 kidney transplants, but he is still spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. So I am so excited to have him, Brother Scott McIntyre of Scott McIntyre Ministries. He and his wife, Christina, will be my special guest on Thursday night, June the 17th. So you want to tune in and be blessed by him and what God is going to say through him and his sharing of his testimonies through his music and through him and his wife tag teaming and delivering God's word on the 17th of June, Thursday night. So you want to tune in and be blessed by them as well. And then finally, we have none other than Pastor Norman King, my first cousin from Greensboro, North Carolina. He comes forth every third and every fourth Saturday night from Greensboro, North Carolina. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries in Greensboro, North Carolina. He delivers God's word every third and every fourth Saturday night over this worldwide platform and ministry, delivering the good news of Jesus Christ. So those are the announcements that I have for you all on tonight. I pray that you will be able to write them down so you can stay abreast and know who's. Oh, before I forget, none other than Deacon, hold on just 1 second. I want to make sure I get this right. We have Deacon Blakely. I'd rather we did some changing around. Deacon Blakely comes forth every third Saturday night. Mark the calendars. That's why I'm going to make sure we correct this. Deacon Edward Blakely, he is the Sunday school superintendent of the Morning Star Baptist Church, where Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is also the pastor and shepherd. The Sunday school superintendent, Deacon Edward Blakely, delivers God's word every third Saturday night. I'm glad we're making this correction now. So Pastor Norman King from Greensboro, North Carolina, he's coming on every fourth Saturday night and every fourth Thursday night delivering God's word. So right now we're going to go to a short music break. We're going to come back and we're going to get ready to yield this mic over to none other than Minister Tawan Eppinger. And I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready so you can follow along as we go through God's word together on tonight after this music break. Enjoy. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I give you praise. God is truly worthy to be praised. Thank God that there is no God like our God. So right now we are ready to receive none other than Minister Tawan Eppinger. I pray that you have your Bibles pinned and get ready to follow along. Before I bring him on, I want to give a shout-out to my pastor, none other than Bishop James A. Jennings of the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. Bishop James A. Jennings is my pastor and shepherd, and I also like to give a shout-out to my church family, Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, and also to Pastor Isaiah Tillman, Jr., and First Lady Jean Tillman, and the Morning Star Back family. I'd like to give a shout-out to them as well. So right now, Minister Tawan Eppinger, I now yield the mic to you.
Amen, amen, amen. Hope everybody's enjoying the weekend. Hope you're enjoying it with family, friends, experiencing the love of Christ, as well as getting some peace of mind. Amen.
Right.
Once again, I'd like to thank Brother James Brown for allowing me to yield in this platform to me to be able to preach the message of God on here once again. Amen.
Amen.
The title for this sermon is Powerful but Simple. And the title of this sermon is Stand. Stand. The message comes from Isaiah 40 and 29. Amen. Isaiah 40 and the 29th verse. The Bible reads, and I'm going to read it from the New Living Translation. It reads, He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Once again, the scripture reads, He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. May God have a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. Father God, as I come before you today, I humbly submit myself to you, asking you to use me as you see fit, asking you to have your way in me, none of me, but all of you. I ask you, Father God, to let this sermon resonate in me as well as convict me and deliver me from whatever it is I'm going through, as well as your people. Have mercy on us. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise in everything that we are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
One thing I've learned in communicating and talking with people this year is that a lot of us are losing or have lost our joy. Rather be from the hardness of life, the loss of loved ones, or the constant battling in the spirit. But I came today to encourage someone not to give up on God. Because he'll never give up on you. The Bible says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Isaiah 43 and 2 says, when you pause through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not get burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. One thing that tells me is that sometimes life, trials, and tribulations and situations are not always going to be easy. But one thing the Bible tells us in this scripture passage is that though you may feel like you're in the storm and the rain, you may feel like it's pouring down in your life. And even it may be flooding. You may feel like you're trapped in the midst of a furnace. And situations have heated up around you. But one thing for sure and two things for certain. God will never leave us nor forsake us. He said these things may happen, but they will not overcome you. Why? Because God has created us to be overcomers. One thing I learned is that sometimes you must go through the fire. My God. Sometimes you must go through the fire. Why? Because in the midst of going through that fire, God is able to remove anything that's not like him. Fire is used to purify. Fire is also used to cleanse. So sometimes we must go through the fire in order for God to cleanse us and purify us again. Sometimes we must go through the water. Why? Because water is used to cleanse as well. It's used also to wash away whatever it is that's become a part of us. So sometimes we must go through these things. But God promises that he will rescue us and that he will keep us because he's able to give us perfect peace in the midst of all these things. I don't know what you may be going through in your life. I don't know what battles you may be facing or what trials and tribulations you're in the midst of. But I came to tell somebody today that God is able to do exceedingly above all you can ever ask or think. God is able to rescue in the midst of danger. God is your very present help in the midst of trouble. God is, not man. Not your mother, not your father, not your sister, not your brother, or your best friend. But God is. Why? Because at our weakest point, God is made strong. I don't know who needs to hear this, but whatever it is you are in need of, the Most High God is able to supply all of your needs. We're living in a time where millions are falling by the wayside. That's why the scripture is so powerful, because it tells us in these times, God will give you strength, the strength that you need to keep on pressing.
Yes,
sir. How many of us can say that? How many of us can say that we've been pressing when it comes to certain issues more now than we ever had to in our lives?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that at your weakest times, God is made strong. The Bible says that he's our very present help in the midst of trouble. Has anybody ever been in a situation and cried out to Jesus? Has anybody ever been in a situation where they couldn't even formulate the words of prayer, but they knew to say Jesus?
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
They cried out to Jesus, and in that moment, Jesus was able to turn it around. Why? Because his name holds power. His name gives strength. His name is able to deliver and set free from whatever it is that's going on around you. We must remember that if God be for you, who can dare be against you? We must remember that at our weakest points, God is made strong. The Bible says that he is able to do exceedingly above all we could ever ask or think. The Bible says that he'll keep us in perfect peace if we keep our minds stayed on him. I don't know about you, but I know God to be a deliverer. I know him to be a healer. I know him to be a comforter.
Yes,
I know him to love me better than my mother, my father, or anybody else could.
Lord, yes.
And I encourage those that don't know him like that to spend enough time with him for he can show you the things that I have just named. I came to tell somebody today not to lose your faith, because God is the same today as he was yesterday and as he will be tomorrow. The Bible tells us in one of my favorite scriptures, which is John 16:33, that in this world you will have trials and tribulations. But to be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
Mm-hmm.
And just as Jesus overcame the world, so can we. We just have to remember to consistently put our faith in him. And we also must remember to be consistent. Be faithful and be loyal unto God. Why? Because if we do these things, we will constantly overcome whatever opposition comes against us. The Bible told us in John 10:10 that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said that he came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. I came to tell somebody today that it's time for us to start living in that abundance. But we must first sacrifice our ambitions, our goals, our wants, and give ourselves totally to the Master. In that scripture, John 16:33, he's basically telling us that times are not always going to be easy. He's telling us that sometimes you may have to cry, and that sometimes may be just what you need to cry. He's telling us that sometimes you may feel lonely. He's telling us that sometimes this world may throw everything it has at you, but it cannot overcome you, nor can it take you out. James 1:2-3 says, to my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. One thing I've learned is that in the midst of trials and tribulations, I smile. Why? One is because I know that help is on the way. And I know that if the devil is attacking me in this manner, my blessing is on the way.
Yes, Lord.
I know that God is ready to do something awesome in my life. That's the only reason the devil is trying to stop me from getting to it.
Mm-hmm.
So count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, because God is up to something great.
Yes,
he's up to something big. He's up to something that's ready to blow your mind. All we have to do is stay in position, knowing this, that the trying of our faith worketh patience. We have to remember that God has his hands on us and that he'll never put more on us than we can bear. We have to remember that God loves us more than we could ever love ourselves. In closing, I want to tell somebody, hold on just a little while longer. After you've done all you can, continue to stand. We have to realize as well that a lot of the battles that we try to fight don't even belong to us. They belong to the Master. And the more we humble ourselves and give them to the Master, he'll continue to take care of us. We must get back to dwelling in his secret place. For in his secret place, he tells us that the destruction may come at noonday. The terror might fly by night, and the arrow might fly by day. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Why? Because we're in the midst of God's dwelling place. We're hiding in his shadows. That's all we have to do, is stand and stay in position and give ourselves away to God so he can use us as he sees fit. If there is someone on this line tonight that can say, "Preacher, I've given it my all. I have so much weight on my shoulders. Sometimes this walk is unbearable. I've lost so many along the way that I love, and I feel like giving up." Say this prayer with me. Father, come into my life. Touch me right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal me, set me free, deliver me, God. For you told me, Lord God, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and that you created me to be more than a conqueror. I need you now more than ever to make a way. Come into my life. I accept you as my Lord and my personal Savior. Have your way. Heal me, God. Help me to forgive those who have trespassed against me. Help me to forgive those who have despitefully used me. For I am yours and you are mine. I love you. And I thank you for everything that you've done, you're doing, and you plan on doing. Help me to be a better servant, a better vessel, and a better child unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. I just want to say unto you, Minister Ebringer, just like I tell a lot of people that deliver God's word over this worldwide platform, sometimes you don't have to do a lot of talking. Sometimes you don't have to take up the whole half an hour or 45 minutes that is allotted to you to deliver God's word, because I love what you said during the prayer before you came on with the word. And that should be all of our prayers, that we hear from God and we say to the people what God tells us to say. Say that and no more. Don't add, don't subtract anything. Just say directly what God has put in your heart for you to give to his people. And that's exactly what you have done on tonight,
sir.
Even though it was not a long message, it was a needed word. Someone needed to hear this word on tonight. Stand, like the song said, after you've done all you can do, you continue to stand.
You've done it all.
Sometimes it is so easy to give up and throw in the towel, and that's what the enemy wants us to do. He wants us to give up on God, but we can't give up on God. Why? Because he promised he would never give up on us. He is a promise keeper.
And after we've done.
What'd you say?
I was going to say, and after we've done all we can, God is the one who's able to do exceedingly above all we could ever ask or think.
Amen. And then it's true.
So after we've done all we can, we must give it to God.
And it's because of God's grace and mercy that we're able to continue to stand. So he's the one that's really holding us up. So when we stand, and it kind of ties in with the spiritual proof of thought, you know, no matter what you're going through, keep standing. and keep standing on God's word and God's promises, because he is a promise keeper. It's all about God's timing. We as Christians, and this includes myself too, I'm not exempt. Sometimes we pray and ask the Lord for certain things, and we wonder why things are not happening the way we think it should happen and when we think it should happen. But when we turn it over to God and we truly give it over to God, and it's in God's will that we get whatever we're praying for, in his own timing, it's going to manifest in our lives if we don't give up on God. So while we're waiting on God to manifest in our lives, while we wait on God for God to answer our prayer, we got to keep standing on his word. We got to keep standing on his promises. We got to keep continuing to be faithful doers of his word while we are waiting on him to answer our prayers. Because, again, he is a promise keeper. He don't forget. He don't get amnesia. When you say he's going to do something, trust me, you can take it to the bank. He's going to do it because it's his reputation is on the line. He's going to get the glory, and that's what it's all about. He wants to get the glory. When he does best things in our lives, you don't want us giving nobody the credit for it. No man, no woman, boy or girl. He wants the glory. That's why he said he will share his glory with no one. So on tonight, I know that this word has gone forth, and it's gone forth with power on tonight through this young man of God, Minister Teron Ebender. Simple word, stand. Stand, stand, stand. When you feel like falling down and not getting back up, again, that's a trick of the enemy. That's what he wants you to do. That's what he wants me to do. Give up on God. But we can't give up on God because he promised he would never give up on us, and that we can cast all of our cares upon God because he cares for us. What a mighty God we serve. So, Minister Teron Ebender tonight, once again, I want to thank you for being faithful to God, delivering this word on tonight, because someone needed to hear this word on tonight. Someone was thinking about committing suicide. Someone was in a state of depression, or whatever the case may be. Some people have lost loved ones and they don't know how to deal with it. But through it all, even in the midst of losing loved ones, and I'm a witness, and I'm sure Minister Ebender is a witness, and others that are on the line with this worldwide platform are witnesses, that even when we lose loved ones, with the help of God, we can still stand and we can still continue to move forward and complete and fulfill our God purpose in the earth, for God to get the glory through each one of us. So whatever you're going through, no matter what it looks like, remember this word from Minister Ebender on tonight, stand. And he came, the main scripture was Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 29. So once again, we thank God for you, Minister Ebender. And we continue to lift you up in prayer and continue to lift your family up in prayer. You continue to be the young man that God has ordained and appointed for you to be for such a time as this, as you continue to be faithful and deliver and teach and preach his word as he uses you through his Holy Spirit. So we're going to close out a little bit early on tonight, so we know that God was glorified and the enemy is even more horrified. So that's what it's all about, that God is getting the glory over this worldwide platform. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again on tonight to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for your grace and your mercy toward us. We don't deserve it. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that still works. We know that it would never lose its power. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are a promise keeper. You are still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people, that you would get the glory. So help us individually to be able to fulfill our God purpose and assignments in the earth. And not only individually, but then as a corporate body of believers, that as we come together, give you glory, worship, and praise, that we can continue to do what you have called us to do as the body of Christ, brothers and sisters in Christ, as we minister to your people in the streets, wherever you allow us to be. When we share the good news of Jesus Christ, we are ministering to people. So we thank you for using us, even though we don't deserve it. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We now lift up all those that are incarcerated behind prison bars. I lift up my brother in Christ, Brother Jarius Gordon, who is incarcerated. And he wrote me a letter on today, a nice letter. And I just want to say, continue to bless his spirits, Lord. Not only him, but continue to use all those that are saved in Jesus' name, even though they may be behind prison bars for whatever reason. Continue to use them as the lights wherever they may be, even incarcerated or in juvenile detention centers or even in shelters, wherever we may find ourselves, or in our homes or on our jobs and our neighborhoods, wherever we go, wherever you allow us to go, that somebody will be able to see Jesus Christ in us, that you will get the glory, and that we will not be ashamed or afraid to lift up the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, let us be that beacon light, the salt that never loses its savor, that you will get the glory through us, that you will be more even happier that you created us and that we are being faithful doers, not only just hearers, but we are being faithful, committed, dedicated doers of your word and not just hearers only. So now, Lord, we pray that you will move by your spirit over this worldwide platform, over this worldwide ministry, that it will continue to grow. Everyone that comes forth over this worldwide ministry and platform that delivers your word, share a testimony, or share a praise report, or however you use them, Lord, that you would be glorified through each one of them, that you alone will get the glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. So now continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes in, and then all those that have been tuning on tonight for the first time, continue to bless them all and grant them all the desires of their hearts is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Continue to bless your men and women of God, the Heavenly Father, that you have anointed and appointed, because the time is just that they're going to deliver your word on tomorrow, whether they're in the sanctuary or whether they're over social media delivering your word. Move by your spirit, Heavenly Father, through your word, through your vessels on tomorrow, that souls will be saved, that backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be strengthened and built up and edified through your word on tomorrow, that you alone get the glory is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. And also, Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for allowing my sister Danetta and her husband Roger and his brother James and his wife Lisa Ann to make it down to Mississippi safely on the highways, and they made it safely, and we give you the glory, honor, and praise for that. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, know that I love you, listeners. Know that God loves you even more. So as we always say over this worldwide platform, encourage one another in God's word, not with your opinions, not with your feelings, but with God's word. Encourage one another in God's word. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord and know that, again, that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed. Good night.